From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Two suicide bombings in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, on Monday killed at least 26 people, including 9 journalists. At least 50 other people were wounded, including 5 journalists. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
The attacks come just a week after a blast at a voter registration center in the capital killed 60 people. In the wake of warnings by security officials that there is an increasing risk of attacks ahead of parliamentary elections in October. Taliban militants, fighting to restore their strict interpretation of Islamic law to Afghanistan, announced their usual spring offensive last week. And there has been heavy fighting in several areas of the country since.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, the Islamic State terrorist group, said it carried out Monday's attack, the deadliest ever assault on media workers in Afghanistan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Iran on Monday of, quote, brazenly lying about its ongoing nuclear weapons development in violation of the 2015 international agreement that sought to limit Iran's nuclear program.
Iran lied. Victim.
Netanyahu says he has new and conclusive proof that Iran has been hiding nuclear weapons activity. In a televised address to the nation, he displayed what he described as an Israeli intelligence coup. He said copies of, quote, half a ton of documents, charts, blueprints, photos, and videos documenting the Iranian nuclear program had been captured. Netanyahu has long opposed the agreement, which was signed by the United States, Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China in exchange for lifting economic sanctions on Iran. This is VOA News.